News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Hello and welcome. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I am thrilled to be with you today. For those of you who subscribe to my online weekly newsletter, you have probably seen me complain about end of year madness, the time of year when it seems like schools forget that parents work. And while some parents might not work, most of us do. And there are so many demands on it's truly insane. So every single day this week, there is some sort of demand on parents. So it's end of year plays and performances and an end of year school party and graduation and a moving up ceremony. And our school actually had parent teacher conferences the last week of school. So they give my kids the day off on Monday and then they're off for the whole summer starting Thursday. And I certainly don't understand the logic in that, but it's just bananas, and it can really make you feel like you're crazy. Because I actually was talking to a woman a couple weeks ago. She called me for help, and she was saying that she feels like she's deciding between these two really great jobs, but that because of the end of year madness in her kids' school, she almost feels like she can't work at all because she's doing so much damage to her family. And I shared with her that even if you were a stay-at-home parent, you would feel like this time of year is really overwhelming. And it just is. And so it's not about saying, I can't work and do this, you know, be a parent. It's about saying, okay, this is a blip in time. You will eventually get past these couple weeks for that difficult transition between school and summer. And once you do, everything will seem a whole lot easier and you'll have amnesia about how hard it was. Right now, we have Tammy on the line. Tammy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, terrific. And how can I help you today?
Well, one thing that I find trouble with, especially as a single woman entrepreneur, is like trying to divide when is a good time to focus on the personal side, because it's really difficult to get in a relationship when you're so focused on trying to build your career. So
sure. And do you have any kids yet?
No.
Okay. So you're an entrepreneur, feels like you're working so much that it's hard to find time to, is it date or see friends? What is it?
It's really date. I do a lot of online dating, and I don't even know if that's the right way to go anymore. So,
how old are you, Tammy?
35.
You're 35. Okay. So I was recently at a big company that you've definitely heard of, and I invited three women to come up on stage and share their problems, okay, in front of their colleagues. And one of them sat up there and she said, last week, all of my friends from college went on a trip. We all went together. And for the first time, you were invited to bring your families. And I was the only one, I'm 38 years old, and I was the only one that didn't have a significant other or a family or kids. Okay. And she said, I feel like I've been working so hard that I kind of missed that. And what I will tell you is that you have to work super hard to find the right person. You know, it's not someone who's going to just fall on your windshield when you're driving to work. You actually have to work hard to meet them. Now, I love online dating because it's just another distribution channel. It has nothing to do with the quality of the person you're meeting. So,
Right.
in terms of, more than half of weddings these days are a result of someone meeting online. So, just like people used to meet more in bars, people actually ask each other out less in person now because they're relying on the online distribution channel. So, what I would do if I were you is think of this as a volume game. You have to meet a lot of people to find the right person, and all you need is one right person. How often are you going on dates?
I really don't go on dates often because online it's more just, they want to talk and then they just want to meet at your house or watch Netflix, and so they're not really offering dates anymore.
Okay, so you're definitely attracting the wrong people, right?
Obviously.
Because we don't want you to find a guy who thinks a date is sitting on your couch and watching Netflix, right?
Absolutely,
That guy just wants to
absolutely.
hook up.
Exactly.
So, how do we find the right guy? What online sites are you using?
I use OkCupid, Black People Meet, and I'm also on Tagged.
And on what?
Tagged.
Okay. And have you tried Happn or Hinge?
Hinge, and what was the first one you said?
Happn, Happen.
No, I've
Okay,
never
I would
heard of
definitely
either
try
one.
those. I would try Happn and Hinge. And I would also think about the fact that if you use Match.com, you have to pay for it, and so it automatically filters out the non-serious people. So I would consider using Match.com, but what I've found in counseling single women on their profiles is that a lot of time you're not attracting the right person because your profile is not written in a way to attract the right person. So basically the thing you have to realize is that the way you write your profile is so critical to what goes on in terms of who you're attracting. So if you say education is really important to me, then you're going to attract someone who cares about that. If you say ambition is important to me and confidence, you're going to probably weed out the insecure guys, which is what we want you to do. But one of the things that's been bothering you about this dating experiences is that you are not in a situation where you're even going out to dinner. So I would write in your profile, to me, a great date is a night out, it drinks and dinner. I love trying new foods or whatever it is, trying new restaurants.
That's a very good
And
idea.
I would put that in my profile because then you're not going to attract the guy, from Netflix. You could even write in there, if your idea of a first date is sitting on a couch and watching Netflix, we're probably not a love connection.
That's a
I
good
mean,
idea
you could be
too.
cute about it. But the nice thing about online dating is that, when you're out and about in the world and you're meeting someone and they ask you out, you can't say you can't, you don't have that written on your forehead. By the way, if you're the Netflix guy, please stay away. The nice thing about online dating is that you have that opportunity to literally just curate exactly what you want.
Very true. Very true.
So
That's
now that
good.
you've written your profile in a more appealing way to get the right guy, let's talk about what your other recipe, which is you need to be going on at least two dates a week. Because if you're not going on two dates a week and you're going on one date every couple weeks or whatever that might be, it's too much pressure on that one date, right?
Yes, it
So
is.
picture yourself job hunting. If you were hunting for a job and you had one job interview every 3 weeks, it would be so much anxiety and pressure on that one job interview. But if you went
Yes,
on
it
a couple
would.
job interviews every week, you'd get better at them, you would feel more natural, there'd be much less anxiety about each one. It's the same with dating.
I agree with you. This is some great advice. I'm definitely
I'm
going to
so
follow
happy.
this
Now,
lead.
here's the other trick I used to use because I was a big volume dater before I met my husband. Here's another trick I like to recommend. sometimes you'll end up on a date with a guy and you're like, oh my gosh, there is no way I'll be attracted to him, right? This is not for me. But it's only 1 minute into the date and you're like, what do? I have the whole dinner ahead of me. What I used to do is play a game with myself. My goal was to be asked out on the second date. So that kept my head in the game because I was trying for 100%. So I always wanted the option to be mine. I wanted to be the one to choose whether to go out with him or not again, rather than him choosing to reject or accept me. And so the way to do that is to be as charming as possible on that first date with that goal in mind. So make it like a sport. You're just trying to get asked out again. And by the way, sometimes it had turned around because I had a good attitude. So by the end of that first date, I was like, actually, this guy's pretty funny. I like him. I'll go out with him again.
Right.
So if you have a positive attitude of, you know, the goal is to get the second date as opposed to sitting there the whole time thinking, do I like him? You know, I don't know if he has bad skin or whatever it is that you're obsessing over.
Right.
It keeps you more in the game. Yeah. All right. So will you call me back in a couple weeks and let me know how your new strategy is going?
I definitely will.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling, Tammy. And we will be back after the commercial break. And for those of you out there, anytime you want something, even if it's love, you have to have a goal that goes along with it. And goals are what make, you know, your dreams come into reality, even if they're romantic goals. You can always connect with me all week long on Twitter at Samantha Edith, Facebook, facebook.com/Samantha Edith, and we'll be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex Piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And right now, we have our next caller on the line. Lauren, are you there?
I'm here.
Lauren, where are you calling from?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, great. And how can I help you today?
I am just looking for some life work advice about kind of my job here and wanting to kind of move away and having my job hold me back from that.
So tell us a little bit about your job.
I'm just a barista in Portland at a pretty popular pie place, coffee shop.
And what is it that your dream job would be?
I do not know.
Okay. So tell me, take me back a little bit in time to your history and where you're from and what you've done.
Well, I pretty much lived in Portland my whole life, and I've just kind of romped around from job to job here since I've graduated. I went to school for a little bit and then decided that I don't actually have the money for that, so I'm not going to do it since I don't know what I want to do with my life.
And so when you say you went to school for a little bit, how long were you in school?
I finished 1 year.
Okay. At University of where were you?
University of Portland.
University of Oregon. Okay. Okay. So tell me, when you were in school, did you find it exhilarating to be learning, or what was that experience like for you?
Well, there were certain parts that I liked about it and certain parts that I didn't. I definitely liked it, but I went right after high school and just sort of because I felt that's what I should do, and then realized I don't have any money and that I wasn't really, that I was just building loans and that I was kind of building loans that I didn't need.
I see. Okay. So now, though, you're in a job where it's really not building to anything.
Yes.
And are you saving money?
I am saving money, and so I was working at two jobs for a little bit, trying to save some money just for some unknown purpose, and I got, a little chunk of money saved, but I like a pretty simple, basic life. I don't like to complicate things too much because I'm happier that way.
Okay. So in terms of your background, when you grew up, was there anything you were passionate about?
It's kind of hard to explain because it's like my passion is kind of people. So I'm really good with people and I like that. But I don't have any super intense hobbies or anything like that. Animals and people, though, I guess, sort of would be my passion.
And when you say animals and people, are you warm? Are you someone who connects with people really easily? Are you empathetic?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Now, in terms of your own role models, who in your life has been a role model for you?
I would say my dad and one of my friends, Alita, who does a lot of traveling and just kind of anything. She just gets these ideas in her head and just kind of makes them happen, and it's very inspiring.
Okay, so give me an example of one of the ideas she got in her head that she made happen.
So she wanted to be a scuba diving instructor. So she went to Guatemala and got certified.
Okay, and where did that lead her? Is she teaching scuba diving? What's she doing now?
No, she just went on to the next thing that she wanted to do.
Okay, so she just seizes life. She really goes after things.
Totally, exactly.
Okay. And your father?
And my dad is he owns a doggy daycare grooming business, and he just really is passionate towards animals and takes care of people. He's just a really good person who I've watched a lot of bad things happen to, and he just still remains to be a good and caring person despite what I've seen happen to him.
Okay. Now, there's something that immediately pops up, of course, is that you're spending your time in an hourly job in a coffee house. Why wouldn't you be doing that in your dad's daycare business?
Because I don't like the people that he surrounds himself with, because they take advantage of him and he lets them do it, and I don't want to be there to watch that. And I've tried to talk to him about it, and he's, you know, it's just not going to change, and so I don't want to put myself around that.
Okay, so give me an example of this.
Well, he's just got, I mean, his employees are always taking advantage of him, taking advantage of his personal time, of his energy. He's got a lot of health issues that they ignore for their benefit. I've seen him try to get screwed over by them. They try to get money out of him. It just, I mean, the list goes on and on kind of with him, unfortunately.
Have you ever worked there for even a few days to see what's going on while you're there?
Yeah, I used to work there for probably about 2 years, washing dogs and whatnot. And it's a hard situation because I watch him let them do it, and then he's kind of in denial about it.
Okay. So now the reason I bring it up is because you obviously love animals, and so you happen to be in a family business that's centered on animals, so it's kind of like, oh my gosh, what could be more perfect, right? And have you thought about working with animals as a career?
I have thought about that a little bit, but I've honestly thought about working with people more.
Okay.
I think I connect with people better, I think, than I do with animals. I love animals, but I connect with people better.
Okay. Now, have you ever had a job in the business world where you're an assistant to someone who's working in sales or anything like that?
Yeah, I was an assistant I was like a desk assistant at a chiropractic clinic for a very short time.
And how did you like that?
It was very short, so I didn't really like it at all.
Okay. Now, what about business? Because one thing is that if you ask someone in business what they're looking for when they hire salespeople, it's people that really click with other people. So it seems like the most natural career, just from talking to you, would be sales.
Yeah, which I've kind of thought about that, but it also... honestly, sales seem kind of phony to me. So it's like,
well, think about it though. When you're buying your favorite top, and you're in a store and someone's helping you, or anything that you've purchased that you've enjoyed and someone helped you with, they're helping you, right? They're not screwing you over. So I think that, you know, sales, networking, these have sometimes bad connotations. But at the end of the day, they're just about being with people and delivering something they want, right? So of course you could get
totally.
A sleazy sales job, or you could get a good sales job, but piece of advice, we only have a minute left, the one piece of advice for you that I have is you're spending your days right now interacting with people in a dead-end job. So I want you to go out starting today and start applying for jobs where at least you're going to be exposed to something new, and you can then decide, is this for me?
Okay.
All right? So go out and apply for those sales assistant jobs today.
All right, I will.
All right, thanks for calling, Lauren, and we'll be right back after the commercial break.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And right now, we have our next caller on the line. Linnea, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how do I say your name?
Linnea is correct.
Linnea, okay, great. And where are you calling from today?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, and how can I help you?
I was just calling because I got my friend hired at my job. I work at a clothing store, like a used clothing store. And I got her hired there like almost a year and a half ago. And since she started, she just kind of like we don't really, it kind of slowly tapered off, but we like don't hang out as much like outside of work. And now, like in the past few months, there's been like a lot of like drama with like girls that work at the shop and stuff. And like she's always like looking to me for advice or like wanting me to like mediate between things. But I just like I feel like our friendship isn't as solid anymore. And like I guess I'm just not really sure how to like maintain like a friendship with a coworker like that when it's like we started out being like best friends and now it's just kind of like we've grown apart. And like I don't know, she wants to talk with me and I'm trying to like figure out how to say what I need to say to her.
And what do you think you need to say to her?
I don't want like her to just like dump her like issues with other coworkers there, because my strategy when I work somewhere, I try not to be in any drama in it because I'm there to make money and I don't want to be involved in like petty jealousies or anything like that. And
so just to back up, the reason that your friendship has suffered since she began working there is that she's kind of dragging you down in like kind of office gossip essentially.
Yeah, she like does that. She likes to get everyone's like, she likes to hear about everyone's days, but then sometimes she like repeats that information, repeats like things that people say to her, like maybe to me like too much when it's like it's not necessary that I know like everything about someone. And
but why is this upsetting you so much? I'm trying to understand. But why is this upsetting you so much?
I guess my main issue is just that we don't really hang out as like friends anymore. Like, you know, used to we like eat food and hang out at my place, like, you know, at least once a week, and we never do that anymore. And we don't really we pretty much just like see each other at work now, and we just had our schedules change so that we won't be working together. So I'm hoping that, maybe we'll actually start hanging out like friends again. But
so what it is you miss her, and is this I'm trying to assess the situation, but it sounds like you miss her.
Mm-hmm. yeah definitely. It's hard because I feel like I've tried to say that to her and she usually just gets defensive about it.
The only time you interact with her anymore is the office gossip stuff, so that's also your frustration. Mm-hmm. Right, is that,
yeah,
that would be okay,
exactly,
if it was on top of spending time outside of work. But because that's tapered off, your only interaction with her is the gossip.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, because I think that when you do talk to her, she's the one that's initiated the conversation you're going to have, correct?
Yeah, she did.
So that's a very
but
positive
honestly,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, I think it will happen, but I feel like she does this a lot when she, or she's done this before when I, she realizes that, like, oh, I'm not as, like, interested in, like, the gossip, and she'll be like, oh, we need to talk, like, and hang out, and, like, it not be at work. And then it'll, 3 weeks will pass by, and, you know, we both get caught up in our lives, and, like, and it doesn't really happen. So, I think it'll happen next week is what we were planning. But I'm just not sure if I should, like, continue to be emotionally invested or if I should just kind of, like, let it go as it's going to go, I guess.
Okay. And how long have you been friends with her?
For a while. For, like, almost 7 years, actually. But we didn't live in the same city for half that time, so.
Okay. So it sounds to me like there's a couple things going on. One is that she's reached out to you, which is very positive, to say, let's talk about this. So obviously she still cares.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the way you just described it to me is not necessarily the approach I would take with her. I would focus less on, because you're not going to be working together anyway anymore, correct? So I would focus more on the friendship piece of this and say, you know, I think we got so used to just seeing each other casually at work that we haven't made the effort to see each other outside of work like we used to. And obviously it's so different, a friendship at work than outside of work. And I miss our friendship outside of work. Is that something you could say to her?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. I could do that.
And then maybe
don't
it's about
make her defensive, and I don't think that would do that. So
yeah, because then it's more about you. I mean, I would go into the conversation using as many I statements as possible rather than you don't hang out with me anymore. It's I miss our friendship. So that makes it so that there's nothing to be defensive about. But here's how I would think about it. Half of all friendships are replaced every 7 years. We replace our friends, half of them, every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But as women, we tend to get our self-esteem from relationships, whereas men tend to get their self-esteem from accomplishments. And so it's very hurtful when these friendships don't work out or do taper off. It's actually, it can be really hurtful, almost like a breakup of a romantic relationship can be.
And
so it sounds like you've gone through some pain in dealing with this. And what I would say is that since she's the one reaching out to you, I would put in the effort to try to resurrect the friendship because you clearly miss her and say, you know, I miss hanging out with you. I'd love it if we'd started, you know, having dinner, you know, once a week again or whatever it was that we used to do because I just miss being around you.
Yeah.
At that point, if she doesn't reciprocate or if she doesn't make the plans or she seems busy every time you ask her to do things, then you can back off. But it doesn't sound like this friendship is dead yet. And so it's worth putting in the effort to try to resurrect it outside of work. And I would just focus a lot less on what she was doing, her behavior at work, because it doesn't sound like that's going to be part of your future anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, that makes sense.
The other thing is, you know, as we go through different life phases, our friends change. So you might get into a new job and you make two new close friends and you have less in common with your old, you know, those things happen. And so it's completely natural for us to shed some of our friends as we move through life. But obviously when you miss someone, it's, you know, a sign that maybe you should be doing something to resurrect that friendship and not let it go away.
I guess it's just like hard for me to like let people go in that sense. I like to stay loyal to those that have been in my life for a while, so it's like hard to just like but I don't know, it makes sense that like it makes sense that, you know, I'm like growing up, so of course I'm gonna have like different needs than I did 7 years ago too, and like she probably does too. So
exactly, and like, I mean, just in a more extreme case, it's like when someone's married, they have, you know, couple friends, and then if they get divorced, they'll end up with a lot more new single friends, and then some of their married friends won't relate to them as well anymore. And, you know, and you're widowed, that you go through the same thing. And so as we go through life, you know, your college friends, you think you're going to be friends forever, and then something happens and you're only friends with a couple of them or whatever it is. And so I completely relate to what you're saying, that you want to have that history with all these people that have been in your life. But it does help sometimes to realize that the average person sheds half their friends every 7 years, so it makes you feel like it's not personal when something doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the other thing is that, just to remember, it's like, it sounds like you already do this, but friends are such a critical part of our health and our happiness. And so having healthy friendships and friends that make you feel really good about yourself. You know, I even say this to my 10-year-old daughter when she'll be say, "Oh, I don't think you like that friend." I say, "I love any friend that makes you feel awesome inside." And I think as adults, that's also a great rule of thumb. It's like hanging out with someone who makes you feel really good inside should be a sort of the magic rule.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Linnea. And please do let us know how it goes. Please call back in a few weeks and let us know what happened.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping now. The dark is too hot.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Samantha Edis. And, you know, we have been talking a lot about this transition from school to summer. And it really is one of these things that it's hard to imagine unless you're in the trenches and you have three kids or have one child and are thinking about what's next. But your kids are so excited that school is over. And most likely, if you're a parent, you're thinking, and what's next? I have work tomorrow, or I have to be, you know, in this business meeting on Friday, and my kid's going to be in my home office. Whatever it is that you do, it can be a really challenging transition. And there was a wonderful article last week in the New York Times about what happens to parents who can't afford the summer. We've actually had callers on here before who talk about that. If you're lucky enough to live in a town with a YMCA, they have really inexpensive summer camps that can be awesome options. But what happens when you have a 10-year-old or 12-year-old who really could stay home alone theoretically, but really has no activity except for TV? That can be a scary, sad proposition. If you cannot afford summer camp for your child, what can you do? And so some options are to almost think of it as like home activity center, where you're suggesting to your child, okay, from 10 to 12, you know, you can do this art project, the work on these books, you know, play outside with a friend at this hour. Like, the more structured you can make that time, the better. But it can be really hard, even if you can afford camp, to figure out what that transition is. And one of the most important things to keep in mind is that for your children, they only get one chance at a childhood. So it's our jobs to make that childhood as enjoyable as possible. And sometimes when we are stressed and we're exhausted and we're losing patience, it's hard to remember that this is their entire childhood. And when you look back and you think about what an impact your childhood had on your life, for better or for worse, it makes you want to give your children the best childhood possible. That does not mean, of course, that you are going to be perfect at all times. It just means that you're going to do your best at all times. Right now, we have our next caller. Robbie is on the line. Robbie, are you there? Robbie? Robbie? I think we lost Robbie. Hopefully Robbie will call us back. As I was saying, it really is one of those things where you don't want to make yourself feel like you're failing because you're, you know, not doing a great job all the time. We all have moments. We all have frustrations when we feel like, oh, I wish I had more patience, or, you know, why is my kid doing this to me? And typically what I always like to tell you guys is when you're having a bad day, typically your child is having a bad day because they feed off of your energy. So if you're stressed, they might act out more because they sense that stress from you. Robbie, are you back with us? Okay, I think we're trying to get Robbie back on the line. And obviously, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about politics. Now, whatever your political leanings, it is tremendously exciting that for the first time, there is a woman who has basically shattered parts of that glass ceiling to become our presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. And regardless of whether you're voting for Trump or for Hillary, that is a really thrilling, exciting moment in time. And it might be worth having your daughters and sons watch that glass ceiling shattering speech tonight if they didn't catch it last night. Right now we have Robbie on the line. Robbie, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. And how can I help you today, Robbie?
Yes. I hear you talking about work issues, and I
wanted
to give my two cents.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so as of right now, I work at, I'm new to New York City, and I work at a restaurant / store. It's somewhat good, but I don't know if this is the thing to do, but I come to work, and I can be doing a number of jobs, but I only signed up to do one job. I don't know, like, what would you say? I would like to do my one job that I signed up for instead of doing so many other jobs. Like, let's say you're a heart surgeon. You don't want to come in one day and then you got to do brain surgery, you know?
You know what, though? Like, hold on, Robbie, what's your end goal with this job?
What's my end? My end goal with this job is just to just work it so I can put myself in a better position, being new to New York, you know?
So you're in the job to make connections and money, or just money?
Just money. But I would like to do what I was hired for only.
Okay. So here's the thing. At Facebook, the culture, they have a rule. You never want to be the person that says, that's not my job. Okay? Now, there's a very famous speech that Coach Maurice Cheeks, who is the assistant coach at the Oklahoma City Thunder, there was a very famous time when there was a 14-year-old who was singing the national anthem. During the anthem, she completely forgot her lines. And the coach went out there and he put his hand on her back and sang with her. He has a terrible voice, right? But he sang with her and he got her through the national anthem. And he was a hero for doing that, okay? That's not why he did it.
Yeah.
He did it because he's just the kind of person that wants to help when he sees there's help needed. That kind of person is the person that always rises to the top. You want to be that guy. You want to be the guy who is always helping when they see a need, because that's what's going to make you rise to the top in this job. It's going to make you rise to the top in any job.
Wow. Yes, I totally understand. And, I don't know. I just would like to do
me. It's like,
ultimately, I would just like to not get overworked, because being in a position, you can get overworked.
Sure, you can. But you know what? If you have a great attitude, you're going to get noticed by someone who might change the course of your life. So if you go in today and you say, you know what, I'm just going to be the guy with the best attitude, you're going to get noticed. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll be back with you next week. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Be great to yourselves, great to your kids. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.